This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The election campaign for the third phase has intensified. Leaders of various political parties are holding back-to-back rallies across the country. In the third phase, 93 seats, spread over 10 states and a union territory, will go to polls on the 7th of this month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said the country has witnessed massive transformation in the last 10 years under the NDA regime. He said, India has emerged as a pivotal player in global affairs and the world is looking at India as a mediator in international conflicts. He was addressing an election rally at Anand in Gujarat. Prime Minister addressed four rallies in Gujarat today. Trinamool Congress Supremo Mamata Banerjee today said that Bengal is growing under the rule of the Trinamool Congress and the central government has neglected the state. She was addressing a public meeting at Tehata of Nodia district in West Bengal. She was addressing the crowd in support of the party's Krishnanagar candidate. Congress National General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra today addressed a public meeting in Chirmiri town under Korba Lok Sabha constituency of Chhattisgarh. She also addressed a public gathering at Morena in Madhya Pradesh. AAP leader Sunita Kejriwal also campaigned in Gujarat today. The BJP has released the list of candidates for Kesarganj and Raibareli seats in Uttar Pradesh. The BJP has fielded Dinesh Pratap Singh, minister in the state government from Raibareli seat in Uttar Pradesh. Dinesh Pratap Singh is currently a member of the Legislative Council in UP. This was the only seat in 2019 which Congress party managed to win in Uttar Pradesh, and senior party leader Sonia Gandhi won from this seat. This time she is not contesting and Congress is yet to announce the candidate on this seat. From Kaisarganj seat, BJP has fielded Karan Bhushan Singh, who is the son of sitting Kaisarganj MP Brij Bhushan Sharan Singh. Karan Bhushan Singh is a national level shooter and also president of the UP Wrestling Federation. On the other hand, Bahujan Samaj Party has released another list of party candidates from six Lok Sabha constituencies and one assembly constituency, whereby election will be held in the fifth phase. The BJP today approached the Election Commission over alleged dissemination of misinformation by the Congress and other opposition parties. A delegation of the party comprising Union Minister Rajiv Chandrasekhar, Sudhanshu Trivedi and Om Pathak today met the poll body over the issue. Later speaking to Meeta, Sudhanshu Trivedi said the party has presented 15 examples of such incidents which are not ordinary but systematically propagated by the Congress party. They demanded action from the Commission, terming the continuous statements made by the leaders of the Congress and its allies as a hindrance in fair and smooth elections. Tomorrow is the last date for filing of nominations for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha polls. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on Saturday and Monday is the last date for withdrawal of candidature. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi have said that in 2014, people had expectations from him and in 2019, these expectations turned into trust. He said it started from hope, reached the phase of trust and has now turned into a guarantee. In an interview to a news channel, he said it was because of hard work, performance, consistency and clarity. India has registered strong protests with China against illegal attempts to alter facts in connection with construction activities in the Shanxi Valley. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, MEA spokesperson Nandhi Jaiswal said India considers Shanxi Valley to be its territory and it has never accepted the so-called China-Pakistan Boundary Agreement of 1963, through which Pakistan unlawfully attempted to cede the area to China. He said New Delhi has registered a protest with Beijing against illegal attempts to alter the facts on the ground. The spokesperson said India further reserves the right to take necessary measures to safeguard its interests. Israel reopened its Erez crossing into the northern Gaza Strip, the sole humanitarian entry point that had been closed since being destroyed by Hamas militants in October last year, raising hopes for improved aid access after months of crisis. In T20 women's cricket, India beat host Bangladesh by 7 wickets at Chile to clinch the 5-match series 3-0 today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.